Odd Things Have Happened by Evan MacDonald from St Winifred's Convent School. Chapter 1. It was an ordinary day, and I was walking to school. But as I walked, I felt this tingle in my feet, and it came up to my face. The classroom had gone! I mean, I didn't know where it went. Wowee! Instead of the classroom, there was a train station! I felt amazingly brave and stepped on. Then, whiz-bang! I got transported to London. I couldn't believe it, but it was really crowded and I couldn't see the classroom anywhere. I asked nearly everyone. It was the same answer. The people kept on saying no. It was really annoying. Chapter 2. Suddenly, I saw Mrs. Ewing. She was in Buckingham Palace. I just did not know where. Well, it was just tough luck. I had to go to Buckingham Palace. But how was I going to get in there? But then I felt another tingle. I looked like Prince Harry. Then the guards let me in. They said, "One will be allowed to go into Buckingham Palace." It was quite funny. It wasn't that funny, but it was funny. What a beauty Buckingham Palace was, with chandeliers and crowns and emeralds, sapphires and rubies. Then something astonishing really happened. Chapter 3. I saw Infants 3, not including Mrs. Ewing or the classroom. I still had to find where it went, but then I saw a time machine. I still looked like Prince Harry. I couldn't resist. I put it on my arm. Then a T-Rex came out. Then the Queen came out. The T-Rex nearly knocked her out. My friend Tristan was 10 times astonished. He said, "This is awesome." I did not agree. It nearly knocked the Queen out. Then we wouldn't have a ruler. Not like a straight ruler, like an I rule ruler. Then I said, "We need to fight the dinosaur. What do you have in plan?" No one answered. I said, "We need to have some plans. I say 2 people go behind, 2 in front, 2 at one side, 2 the other. Then everyone said, "Now I get you," or something like that. Then Mrs. Ewing's came out of a room and she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "No time to explain." Then we distracted the T-Rex. Then I got the time machine, put it on my arm. Then a tingle distracted me. Then I said, "Ah!" I clicked the yellow button and the dinosaur went back to the extinct world. Chapter 4. Mrs. Ewing was a bit disappointed. In fact, she said, "I want to know what happened now, please." "It's a very long story. I need to find the classroom. Would anyone want to come with me?" I said. Millie said, "Yes, please." "You will have to come quickly," I said. 2 hours later, we found it. It was in the toilet, the Queen's toilet. After that, the classroom did not smell very nice. Suddenly, a teleportation machine appeared. A scientist probably sent it. We could zap the class and walk back to the school, or we could zap it and zap ourselves. I would go with the second one because I do not like walking. So I said, "Millie, zap everyone." Millie said, "I'm on it." I said, "I'll zap the classroom." Chapter 5. Soon, 1 hour later, we were all learning. We were learning English and all that stuff. But I remembered it was the best day for Tristan and me. It was home time. When I got home, there was a time portal. Where would that lead? It said, to the past. I didn't go there. I'd rather go to the future. Imagine what fun I would have there.